Our podcast sponsor today is strategytraining.com. If you want to strengthen your strategy skills, you can get the overall approach used in well-managed strategy studies. It's a free download and you can go to firmsconsulting.com/overall approach. That's firmsconsulting with an S.com/overall approach. And if you're looking to advance your career and need to update your resume, you can get a McKinsey and BCG winning resume template as a free download at www.firmsconsulting.com/resume PDF. That's www.firmsconsulting.com/resume PDF.
In today's podcast, I'm going to discuss why networking with junior consultants is usually not the best strategy for you. And I know this is very counterintuitive feedback, but I'm going to spend some time explaining why this is advice we give our own candidates. And we'll talk you through some statistics with our own candidates in terms of networking with more junior and more senior employees of a firm. So what do I mean by junior employees? Well, junior employees refers to the level that you are targeting. For example, if you are targeting the business analyst level, you should generally not target other business analysts for networking. And if you are targeting the associate level at McKinsey, for example, you should not target the associate level, but go one above or several above. I always tell candidates to reach out to principals and directors and senior partners directly because it shows a lot of confidence and it shows that you feel that you have a strong reason to speak to them. Ultimately, all boiling down to the fact that you probably have a very good profile. But now, let's talk through why juniors are invariably not going to help you. And if you are forced to network with relatively more junior consultants, how do you pick the ones that are more likely to help you? Well, let's talk about someone who just joins, for example, McKinsey as a business analyst, right? Now, for a lot of candidates, not all, but certainly for a lot of candidates, the fact that they've joined McKinsey and most of the world applied and didn't get in is their point of differentiation. That's a very important message. Their point of differentiation is that they have joined McKinsey rather than they have been successful at McKinsey. When you've reached the level of associate principal or partner or director, your point of differentiation is that you have been successful at McKinsey and not that you've just joined. So the reason that you are successful is different, and this plays a big role in terms of how different people want to help others. When you've just joined McKinsey or Bain or BCG or whatever it is, you feel you are unique because you are there, not because of what you've done. And therefore, your point of uniqueness only exists if others are not in the firm as well. So what normally happens, I find with junior candidates, most of them, is that they are the most difficult to network with because anyone you network with is, for example, if I'm at McKinsey and another business analyst wants to network with me, I mean, generally, I'm going to be networking with potential competition. And also, there's this feeling that, you know what, this guy didn't get into McKinsey, so if I let them get in, it'll make it seem like it's too easy to get in. So I find with junior candidates, they protect their image and self-worth by making it more difficult for others to get in. And junior people can comment, but this doesn't apply to everyone, but I'm going to tell you right now, this applies to the majority of candidates, right? So clearly, this image thing is a major issue for junior candidates. And when you're networking with a junior candidate, understand that. Their point of differentiation is that they're at McKinsey, and the more people they help to get in diminishes their point of differentiation. Beyond image, junior people don't have a lot of power. There was a point in time previously when a person refers a resume into a recruiter, the recruiter will almost always go ahead with the interview. That has changed. That rule has now changed. If a colleague submits your profile in, it's not guaranteed you will get an interview. In fact, the odds are pretty low you would get an interview unless they really push for you. So what's happened is that the consulting firms have almost set up the system where someone can submit your resume or someone can give you a proper referral. And what's invariably happening is that many people are just sending resumes through for a recruiter to look at this. And you don't know what they're telling the recruiter. They could just say, someone sent me this resume. I don't know them. I can't vouch for them. So you have a look and let me know what you think. Or they can send in your resume and say, you know what, I personally vouch for this person. I would like to formally refer them in for interviews. Different impact and different power levels and levels of influence within the organization, right? Beyond that, I find junior people are much more likely to refer their friends. I actually know a candidate who was interviewed. She was rejected at 3 different offices in the space of 9 months. How did she get those interviews? She had a lot of very good friends who are willing to refer. So in each office, she didn't go through the online recruitment system, which would have obviously have flagged that she had applied before she had a friend submit her resume, and she did 3 interviews in the space of just under 9 months. I don't think she got into any of them. This was at Bain, but eventually she got into BCG. The point is, junior people are more likely to refer their friends. And unless they are your friend, no amount of networking is going to help you, right? And the fourth point is that if someone refers you, they are implicitly saying that they think highly of your background. And if you've got a relatively weak background, low, say good grades, not great grades, but maybe an average school and so on, I find junior people tend to attach their own self-worth more closely to the person to whom they are referring and are therefore less likely to refer someone they don't know, especially who has an average background, because they think it has an impact on their own background, right? So those all dynamics at play here that makes it much more difficult to get a junior person to refer you. Now, if you are forced to network with a junior person, a relatively junior person, there's no such thing as a junior person. I'm using the term to differentiate between more senior levels of the organization. In my opinion, anyone who joins a management consulting firm is a future leader. So when I use a junior, it's not a derogative term. It's a term to differentiate levels only. I certainly don't see them as junior level people. So let's just look at some points of differentiation in terms of who you should target. I do find invariably that people that tend to have more self-confidence and are not threatened and are willing to refer your resume and they don't think it's a judgment on themselves are generally people who have had a lot of success in their life. So with the candidates we work with and the ones who have managed to get more junior people to refer their resume, I find those are the ones who went to good schools and did well. So the Stanford undergrads, the Wharton undergrads, the Harvard undergrads who go on to, you know, then good business schools, because they have natural, I'm not going to use the word pedigree, but because they have been naturally successful throughout their life, they are less threatened. And because they are less threatened, they are more willing to help you. So I've definitely found that. I found that people who, for example, have gone to maybe a lesser known school or an average school and then got into a relatively good university, they are less willing to help because they still feel as if, you know what, I just made it and I'm still trying to prove myself. I also find, and I know I'm going to get a lot of comments on this, but I also find that people who go to the major schools like the Harvard, the Whartons, the Stanfords of the world tend to have more confidence. And I do find people who go to the sort of lesser known universities, the candidates who end up at the schools, a lot of them tend to suffer from a lack of self-confidence. And that is a reality. And those candidates are unlikely to refer you. Yes, there are many candidates at those schools who also have a large degree of self-confidence, but you have to judge the candidates on their level of self-confidence. And remember, self-confidence is not how arrogant you are in person. I do find that candidates who act that way, generally the ones who have the least amount of self-confidence. So when you are networking with people, you know, look at how friendly the person is and look at the pedigree. If the person goes to the right school and they're very friendly, the odds are most likely they're willing to help you, right? And the statistics, you know, speak for this. Most of our candidates, in fact, I think every single one of our candidates, we've asked them to network at some point. Either they are networking because they need to learn more about a firm because their profiles are so good, they're almost guaranteed to get interviews. Or they're networking to try to help them get interviews in some offices. The stories that I know that really stand out are the ones, for example, we had a candidate once in Dubai who applied and never got an interview. And the only reason that candidate managed to get into the interview process is because through their networking efforts, they had reached out to 3 principals and they had built very good relationships. You know, relationships built on merit. They had a very good understanding of the office. They had a good reason to be there. But they also could show to the partner that, you know what, there is some weaknesses on my resume, but I can easily explain it. And they were not invited in to the interviews. They had to contact the partner and say, look, this happened. If this was a considered process, I'm happy to accept it. But I do feel there may be some mistake given, you know, the very positive discussions I've had with the firm. And they're put back in the process. We've had similar incidences with candidates in London, in Boston, in New York, in Johannesburg, and so on. In fact, in one particular office, I've actually seen associates fall over themselves to get a candidate we're working with to meet some of the directors for McKinsey and get into the interview process ahead of other candidates. Now, why did those consultants help our candidates so much? Well, I do feel that those particular consultants were very, very self-assured. They had a lot of confidence. They didn't feel threatened. They were willing to help other people because they felt that it was good for the firm. But I invariably find that when someone doesn't want to help you, it's because they are personally threatened or they don't feel that it's good on their profile if you join the firm, especially if you came from a slightly weaker school. They think it's a bad mark on McKinsey if you join, and it's personally a bad mark on them. So the stats basically bear this out. We've seen very few junior consultants go out of their way to help our candidates. And mostly where there has been, you know, where networking has helped, is because a candidate we're working with has networked with a more senior person. And I think when you're thinking about how to network, you should pay careful attention to trying to break into principals and partners and so on. They're far more friendly because they have nothing to prove. Their worth is because they have been successful at McKinsey or Bain, not because they are at McKinsey and Bain. And that's a very important distinction when you're planning your networking.
As we wrap up, today's podcast is sponsored by strategytraining.com. If you want to strengthen your strategy skills, you can get the overall approach used in well-managed strategy studies as a free download. Go to firmsconsulting.com/overall approach. And if you're looking to advance your career and need to update your resume, you can get a McKinsey and BCG winning resume template example as a free download at www.firmsconsulting.com/resume PDF.